Hi, I'm Tyba.
And I'm Peyton, and welcome back to That's What Cheese Said, a weekly chat about our favorite eats, current recipe inspiration, and cheese of the week, as well as discussions of food science, nutrition, and sustainable eating.
And most importantly, some top-notch brands. Tune in on Thursdays at 6 for a good time.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
I cannot believe we did it right this time.
We did it right. We finally got it.
This is probably the first time that we've smoothly...
I know.
Wow. I can't believe we've actually come this far.
Oh, we've improved. Also, just the jingle puts me in such good mood.
Yeah.
I call it like the cheesy corporate music. Oh, my God. Love it. Anyway, hey, Tibbs. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. A bit stressed, or just
season,
you know, it's that time of the year and it's dark and you know, yeah. But whatever.
I had 3 deadlines last week, so I've got them out the way, and now I have some time to just kind of chill out. Well, I never really have time to chill out, it's third year, but a little more time.
True.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, since it's been so cold and don't you just really feel like it's winter? Like the past week or two,
yeah.
I'm feeling like it's getting dark and it's getting cozy. And I'm kind of embracing it. Like I've been making some fat like soups and stews and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Hot chocolate, yeah. Like candles, you know?
Yeah, it gets dark so early. I've definitely, I've been lighting candles like every day just because I love the vibe. And it's nearly Christmas as well. I went into Tesco today. And they have a whole Christmas section, and I was so excited.
Oh my God, they've got their tree up as well.
Yeah, oh my God. I didn't, like, need to buy anything, but I wanted to buy the whole thing just because it was Christmas-themed.
Like chocolates and stuff, or just everything? Like Christmas
everything. Like, I wanted to buy Christmas cards, and I'm probably not going to use them, but, you know, there's no one here, but still, yeah. I wanted to buy them all. But I did control myself, so it's okay.
Oh my God, it's so good. Well, do you have any, off the top of your head, any recipes / inspiration you want to share? Because I do have quite a few, but...
Yes, I guess I do. Actually, today I went to Forgan's, and I had tempura cauliflower, and it was... so amazing. It was literally, so it was, you know, like cauliflower fried in batter with sweet chili sauce and Thai basil, and I actually feel like I went to heaven. It was so good, and I did not expect that, so that was really good. In terms of, I think I've been eating out quite a bit this week just because
tier three.
Yeah. I was so stressed with deadlines last week, so now I'm just
an opportunity. Treat yourself. Oh yeah. Love that.
I had the best bubble tea from Oppa, and it was mocha and cream bubble tea. It tasted so good. If you know me, I'm not like a coffee person, but I've been getting into coffee quite a bit recently. So I've moved from white chocolate mochas to cappuccinos, and now I'm obsessed with like coffee flavored bubble tea. Oh my goodness, it's so good. You need to try it like at least once. It's quite sweet, like really sugary, but it's okay. It's like one of those one-off things.
I have to admit, I'm not the biggest like boba fan, however that does sound really good. I know, but
yeah,
not really for a particular reason. I just wouldn't go out of my way for it, but I have heard from several people that the Oppa one is really good, so I'm quite intrigued.
Yeah, I had the I don't really have that kind of boba a lot at home, like when I'm going out and I'm buying boba. I usually get fruity bobas because the little balls are like fruit. And so you can choose, like, you can get like a raspberry boba with like mango, like little bubble balls things. And like, and then they burst in your mouth. They're not like chewy. They're like actually just like, I can't even describe it, but they're so good. So I definitely prefer like fruity boba to normal bubble tea, but the mocha was really good. I was surprised, pleasantly.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised. Also, I have to, it's reminded me when you said the cauliflower, it sounded so good. But I've spoken to several people recently who say they have an air fryer, like at uni, and they just chuck everything in it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like in the past week, like 3 or 4 different people, like, oh yeah, like I just chucked this in the air fryer yesterday. It was so good, including cauliflower. Or like, and my friend showed me a video, and you can put everything, you can put an egg in it and it fries an egg.
Yeah.
You can put popcorn, and you know, have you heard of this?
Yep, I have one at home, but I.
Oh, do you?
It's quite big to, or I guess I just never thought like of bringing an air fryer to university, but. If I had one, I guess it'd be like frying samosas.
What do you make in it?
Samosas, usually.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
I mean, it sounds good because it's kind of a good way to fry things lightly, you know, like not have it be super just oily and fried tasting. You know how sometimes fried things just taste like fry?
Yeah.
They taste like a thing, you know?
Yeah, this way they're so not.
That's why I was intrigued by this.
Yeah, they're not actually in the oil, but I don't use it that much just because I'd rather. Like bake and roast. Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest fan of mine, so yeah.
I get you.
Have you had anything nice? I still have like a few more, but I want to like switch over to you.
Oh my god, I have so many more. Oh, I feel like I've been getting quite I've been playing my favorite game a lot recently, which is using up things in the cupboard or like finding new recipes with the things that are left over in the cupboard. Recently I've been quite obsessed with grapefruit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ruby red grapefruit, which the ones at Tesco are okay, but I got a few from M&S the other day and they're so good, like so bright red and actually so flavorful. And honestly, it's so refreshing. Like I quite, okay. Also this time of year, I'm so obsessed with like tangerines, like satsumas, you know, the easy peeler ones that they just have everywhere. And yeah. I feel like we're approaching that. Like that just reminds me so much of Christmas. And I'll literally go through like a bag a day. I'll eat so many like after dinner. I'll just snack on them all day. But the grapefruit I feel like is kind of in that vibe. But I've been putting it in like salads and random things. So the other day, I just made a salad with. Everyone thought I was so weird, but it was honestly so good. Just pieces of just chopped up grapefruit, avocado, and chickpeas. So it's like a little bit of fat, a little bit of citrus, a little bit of like protein, you know, and then just some olive oil and obviously some flaky salt and some pepper. And it was so good. Like just the combination, like so simple, but so refreshing. Honestly, I highly recommend because that's pretty much all I had in the fridge. And I was like, ooh, what if I just mix all of them together? And it was so yummy.
That's such an interesting combination. I honestly, when you say it, when you tell me the like avocado, grapefruit, and chickpeas, I don't like think that it would taste nice, but
it honestly just goes together.
Yeah, I do know that I've had some pretty weird food combinations before, so it probably is quite good. But I absolutely love grapefruit. I remember once in first year, I would have like half a grapefruit every day, like on a croissant. I don't know why I would have them together. Once I left my grapefruit for a week and I had forgotten I had a grapefruit, and because it was sitting there for so long, I don't know if like the juices of the grapefruit just kind of like loosened or something, but it tasted amazing like after a week. So I think it like ripened farther. I don't know if it wasn't overripe, but wow, like I recommend leaving your grapefruit for like a while, and it tasted like 10 times better than any other grapefruit I've ever had in my life. It was so weird.
That's so interesting, because something like bananas or things like that, it's so obvious like how far they've ripened, you know, but I never really think about that for like oranges or grapefruit or things like that. But as in, you just left it like with the peel on the counter for a week?
Yeah, because I forgot I had it, and then a week later I thought, oh my gosh, it's probably gone off. But I cut through it and tried it, and it was like so good, and it was sweeter. And it was more like, I feel like it was just, I don't know how to say, like looser. I feel like if you buy like a normal grapefruit, like it's pretty contained, whereas this one, when I like cut through it, it was like so juicy, like the juices were like seeping out of the grapefruit. It was just so amazing. I love like citrusy fruits, like you were saying, easy peelers. I'm so bad with easy peelers. I can't buy a pack of easy peelers because I will eat the whole thing in one day, because they're so
same.
they're so good, and I'll just keep picking them up and like just keep eating them, and then realize I've had like 7. So
yeah, same. I fully eat an entire bag a day.
Yeah,
because sometimes I honestly always crave fruit after dinner, like always, mm-hmm. more than sweet things, because you just want like a little bit of a something refreshing to digest, you know, which apparently I read somewhere is it's not very good for you to have like super acidic fruit like that after eating, or like especially after mm-hmm. dinner before going to bed, but you know it, too bad.
It's, yeah, I read
it tastes so good.
Have you ever heard of food combining?
Maybe. No.
I read into it like last year, some like Ayurvedic diet or something. I never followed it, but it was really interesting. And they always say like you should eat fruit first, because like fruit should be the first thing you have in the morning and not throughout the day, just because of like digestion or something. It didn't actually make sense with actual science, but it was really interesting to read up on.
Yeah.
And a little bit like not combining certain foods with like certain food groups together, which I personally could never follow, just because like they were pretty strict and I would like to eat anything with anything. But it was really cool. It was really interesting just to know how some people how some people eat.
Yeah.
Like
I have a friend,
it scientifically didn't make sense, but whatever.
No, it's quite interesting because there are so many theories about this. I like specifically with fruit and the times of the day that you eat fruit, and also like what you eat first in the morning.
Yeah.
Like I feel like people are quite particular about that. But I have a friend who her mum is like religiously thinks that it's really bad for you to eat bananas first thing in the morning.
Oh.
Which I'm not, I honestly don't remember why. But but I genuinely do that so often. Like I feel like that's just a go-to with so many people. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, I don't want to eat a massive breakfast, I'll have a banana like on the way to work or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I don't have any food rules, but I do know that fruit digests really fast, so I always end up really hungry after I have fruit, so I can never just eat a banana, just because like I need
same.
I need like the full breakfast. I'm such a breakfast person, I can never like snack for breakfast. I need to have like a full plate of or a bowl of something.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm not much of a lunch person either. I feel like I have a big breakfast and then snack all day and then have dinner.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never eat like 3 massive meals. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just always snacking a lot. Like my metabolism just can't handle that. I just always have to be snacking.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I physically cannot eat 3 big meals, but I like to have a small bit of something kind of like all day. And also because when you have 3 big meals, you're only getting to try 3 things, whereas when you snack, you get to have so many different things and so many flavors. And I really, really value trying different, like that's something very important to me, being able to have so many different things throughout the day.
I guess it's so true. It's so true.
Like if I have
so true
that I need to be able to have at least all of it, like, in the day. Like, at least a tiny bit of it, I want to try all of it.
Oh my god, I know. And also, I, like, have a genuine fear of being anywhere without food on me. Like, I never leave the house without a little snack in my bag.
Oh my gosh.
And I also never leave the house without preventative eating, because my biggest fear is that I'm just going to be, like, stranded, the car breaks down, I'm stranded on the side of the road with no food or no snacks. It's a genuine fear.
That would be the worst, I guess. I never do that. Like I don't bring snacks with me, but before I leave I always plan my time. Like I always make sure that I'll be home in time or I'll be going somewhere to eat. Like I will never let myself leave the house if I don't know what I'm next gonna eat. But I have never really thought of bringing snacks with me. That's kind of a silly move on my part, but I know that my mum, oh my god, my mum always had snacks on her. Like when we would actually get stranded and like the car would break down, I knew she'd always have snacks in her bag, which is so
good. That's good. I feel like I am kind of take on that role. Honestly, in my family, I know my mum's listening, but it's true. Sorry, mum. Like she never brings snacks, so I always had to provide my own snacks. And I feel like with my friends as well, like everyone just knows that I'll always have snacks. And in secondary school, like we weren't allowed to bring food and we weren't allowed to eat like outside of the dining hall, but obviously I thought that was so ridiculous. Like, you think I can only eat lunch and go the whole rest of the school day without eating food? Like, absolutely not. So I would have like little bags of like nuts and crisps and stuff in my bag, and I'd be like sneaking them in lessons or like in break or whatever. And everyone knew that I always had snacks, and everyone would like come to me and be like, "Sophie, what do you have today? Like, you're gonna share some with me?" Because I literally would have my little Ziploc bags of like tortilla chips.
Oh my gosh.
So I just can't go without food.
Yeah, I remember being in like primary school. My mom always used to give me so many snacks just like when I went to school. And I remember like I used to get like surrounded by all these kids, and they'd try and like bully me for my snacks. Like, I remember
yes,
me too. Yeah, and they'd be like, "I'll pay you 20 pence like for this packet of crisps." And I'm like, "No, it's mine." I was so like I literally never gave my food up for anything. Actually, I remember we went on a school trip to Paris when I was in my fourth year of high school. So it would have been about like 14, 15. And the food places that they took us to were terrible. Like, they were absolutely terrible. But we had paid for our food as part of the trip. So like, it wasn't up to us like to go somewhere else. But I remember in the evening, one teacher who was really nice let me and my dorm go to a pizza place down the road, and we didn't tell anybody this, like we kind of snuck out with the teacher obviously and bought this pizza. And I remember coming back, and my entire year was standing at the front doors of the hotel because they'd like found out somehow that we'd gone for pizza. And I remember all these kids were offering me like 40 euros and like 100 euros for a slice of pizza, and I would not give up one slice. And they genuinely had like so much money in their hands, like, offering it for one slice of like good pizza, and I was like, "No, this is my pizza only." I will never give my food for anything. I mean, I do share it, but you can't, basically you can't bribe me to give you my food. Mm-hmm. That's a long story.
I fully respect that. No, I fully respect that. It's so true. Okay, also I have to get on to, I have a few things of my like go-to recipes dinners this week. Another thing, a cleaning out the cupboard one, is make it, well, I kind of honestly, I don't know, I was gonna say ramen, but it's kind of like I just make it up from scratch, like almost like a miso soup. But what I've been doing is, because I found some like a pack of soba noodles in the back of the cupboard, so what I've been doing is making a broth either with some like vegetable stock plus miso or things like that just added to boiling water, and then chucking in some noodles like udon noodles or soba noodles or whatever.
Yeah.
And then let's see, I've done it with like just sauteed mushrooms and like kale, or even like I had some bean sprouts to just put in, like, oh, also into the broth I'll put like fish sauce, chili oil, chili flakes, soy sauce, just like literally just dump in a bunch of stuff for flavor, because the first time I made it honestly kind of just tasted like water with a bit of miso, so you kind of have to go heavy on the flavoring. But then noodles, and then just whatever veg that I have, I like saute separately, and some ginger, some garlic, you know, throw it all in. Oh, add some greens. Oh, at Tesco, they have this new, I was so excited. It's like a bag of, I don't know what they call it, like almost like watercress, but like a little bit more like actual lettuce, like kind of like sprout spinach kind of. So I had some of that left over, so I chucked that in, like loads of greens. And then you've got to top it off with a like runny, or not runny, just kind of like jammy soft boiled egg, like cut in half. Ooh, yeah. Laid on top, like, so it kind of seeps in the broth with some chili flakes on top. Oh my god, it's so good. And genuinely, it sounds like a lot of ingredients, but I literally, it was just, I came up with it one night when I was trying to use up everything in the cupboard and in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of, because you can just throw whatever you want into it, and then you just have like a jar of miso or even some like veggie stock or whatever in the cupboard, then you can just make a yummy broth, and it's so good. Also for these like rainy cold days, it's so yummy.
Yeah, I definitely have not ever really experimented with noodles. But that sounds really, really good. And like also just like, yeah, a warm broth just sounds so nice for winter because it gets so cold.
Yes,
I need to start making like soups and things because it's getting really, really cold.
I know. Well, I've also been, yeah.
No, no, you can speak. It was just something silly.
I've been doing as well a lot of Oh, I've just kind of been into like once a week making a massive pot of like a stew or a soup or something, and then just keeping it in the fridge and literally just eating it the rest of the week. So I've been doing some like lentil soups or like stews with like literally just whatever canned tomatoes and then whatever veg and tomato puree and then just tons of spices.
Yeah.
And either like lentils if I want it to be like heartier, or chickpeas or something like that. Like I just chuck it all in a big pot. I did a really good one last week that was like a lentil bolognese, I think it was called. But it was so good. And then you just put in whatever, like carrots, tomatoes, mushrooms, onions, whatever, and then just chuck it in a big pot. And then it's like super warm and filling, you know. I think also if I had a bigger blender, I would do like make soups and then just pop it in the blender, like a pureed soup, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that time of year.
Sounds good. Do you watch cooking videos?
Yeah.
Like what kind of cooking videos do you watch?
Honestly, like not really religiously. I feel like you do more than I do. I kind of watch just whatever pops up on the suggestion.
Yeah. I love watching people cook. It's my favorite thing ever. No, grocery hauls are like literally my favorite kind of video to watch. I love knowing what people like buy and what they have in their fridge. Oh my god,
same.
My fridge videos and like videos of people organizing their fridges is like my favorite, or like pantry tours. Yes. So good.
Oh my god, I was about to say that. Literally, I love it's so satisfying watching people like organize their fridge and be like,
yeah,
this is the vet, like, oh my god, I love an organized fridge, a full organized fridge.
My favorite thing to watch. And also I've been like watching a lot of like Japanese cooking videos recently, where they it's like the ones where they have no music and they just have like the sounds of, you know, like you chopping onions and things like that.
Yes.
And
they're
so,
it's like satisfying to watch.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but I've been watching this random like woman who's like basically she just cooks dinner for her and her husband every night, and it's so wholesome, and I just sit and watch it, and then they have like a little snippet at the dinner table. It doesn't show their faces, but it just like shows them like trying all the foods, and then the husband's always like thanking her and like they're so grateful, and it's so like sweet, and I love it so much. And yeah, and I don't even know what her name is, but I it's just always on my recommendations, so I just like watch her make so dinner
wholesome.
The date, and they're just like some random couple, like I don't even know where they live, and I literally just watch her make dinner all the time, and she doesn't speak but it's fun.
I've also seen these videos, it's very similar, but it's this woman like in the middle of the forest in Japan, and she just makes everything with like logs and stones and stuff that she finds.
I've seen that.
Honestly, I think
I
sent it to you or you sent it to me.
I think I was like scrolling on Facebook one day. I don't know if I've sent it to you, but like I found it like a video on like China Post or something. I don't even know. I am obsessed with that girl. She makes absolutely everything.
And the videos are so like they're so beautifully filmed, you know? It's like nature, and the sound quality is so good, and it'll be like her like brushing some sticks together, and then the fire starts, and then it's her like grinding up some fresh herbs.
Yeah,
in a little bowl, you know. It's, oh my god, it's, I have to find it, what it's called, so people can watch it, because it's honestly so relaxing.
Yeah, I think the most satisfying part is knowing that absolutely everything is from like her garden, like her garden. She survived literally even her clothes, like she makes her clothes.
It's a dream life.
It's amazing. I remember telling my parents, I was like, I want to be like her. I don't think you can hack it, Taiba.
I know. Realistically, I don't know if I could do that, but it's just, it looks so like pure, like so healthy and fresh. I can't remember if I was saying this to you or someone else. I probably have talked about this before, but I listened to a podcast a long time ago that was talking about this tiny village in somewhere in Scandinavia, maybe it was Norway or something, where, and it's like a super small town with like maybe 100 or 200 people who live there. But they basically grow everything, all the produce that they eat. It must have been not too far north, because there was a lot of fresh produce that was growing on the ground. But basically they just grow it like along the road, just on the street, and they just have this agreement that everyone looks after it, like, you know, like weeds the gardens, plant stuff, and then everyone can just take whatever they want. And it's like a sustainable town, and that's how they get all of their fresh produce. And like, literally imagine like walking down the street in a little village and like, oh, I think I feel like some rhubarb today, or like some fresh chard. I'm just going to pick it from the ground. And then they all like, it's just kind of this universal agreement that they look after the garden, they all plant stuff, and then they all just take whatever they want. Like, it just,
it sounds so wholesome, and
I know.
I wish I could experience that, like at least at some point in my life, because I feel like I probably wouldn't be able to do it forever, just because I love living in cities and things like that. I really want to try that one day, like just like maybe for like a month or even a week, and just go and stay somewhere and like be part of, like, I love like the whole community feeling of all these different communities around the world, and they help each other out, and like everything's so like inter, like connected. So
cool. And they're all brought together by food.
Yeah. I feel like honestly I could connect with anyone over food.
Same.
Somebody likes food, okay, we're best friends.
Yeah, that was literally us.
Yeah. I think, what was it? We tried like this, you had me try a donut from the Fisher's Bakery.
I haven't had that for so long. It basically has like cream inside and some like coffee drizzle. I forget exactly what it is, but from Fish and Donaldson donut. Yeah, literally that was the first time we met up in person, like to go for food.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, I have to try this.
Yeah, and I remember you told me that you made your own peanut butter, and I just thought you were so cool. I went home and I told my flatmate, I was like, Peyton's so cool, she makes her own peanut butter.
They're probably like, that's so weird. Who would you go?
But honestly, I remember being so amazed just by that. It was so simple, but I don't know what it was. I think I just like freaked out, and I was like, I need to be friends with this person. She knows so much about food.
I know, same. It's just so fun. It's fun when you connect with anyone over any common interest, you know. But we're both so passionate.
Yeah.
About food. That's just so fun.
Yeah, you were so interested in food that I was like, I
was scared off.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think a lot of people love food, but you had like another level of love for food, and wow.
Honestly, yeah, I'm not denying it. My pride and joy.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird that we still haven't cooked together. I mean, I guess we're
that
now.
That is weird.
But
it is fun how we each individually cook things and like discover things and then report back to each other, you know? That's fun. But also, I feel like this is just such an important pillar of our friendship. It seems a bit wrong.
I wonder what our friendship would be like if like food wasn't a thing. Like if we didn't have food.
I can't imagine either of us just not talking about food, not telling each other about what we're cooking, whatever, you know?
I can never. I feel like never. You're my food friend.
Yes, you're my food friend.
Oh my god. Also,
I
want to say that I have been eating so many dates recently and coating them in chocolate. The best decision of my entire life, and now I can't stop dipping my, like, I'll just dip it in melted chocolate and then put it in the fridge for a bit and then come back.
Oh my god, I was gonna say, do you freeze it? Because once I've made frozen? Like stuff them with peanut butter, dip them in chocolate and then freeze it, and then it's like a little, honestly I think you have to do some combination of fridge and freezer so they don't get too hard to chew, but oh my god, that sounds so good.
I have done that before. To stuff my dates with peanut butter. I'm gonna try that.
peanut butter and dates is just my go-to snack.
I completely forgot. Yeah, I forgot that you can stuff dates. My gosh, why didn't I think of it?
Yeah, honestly, or dates with like wrapped in some pancetta or like prosciutto or something. If you're going for that vibe.
I feel like so good, but anything with dates, they're so good and I can't stop eating them. I actually had to Google the daily limit of dates because I was so scared that I was going to have like too many. It said 4 or 5, which I don't follow. I
can't oh my god.
4 or 5, but I'll stick to like 10 dates in a day.
That's a little bit extreme. 4 or 5? No.
Yeah. I'm like, I just, 4 or 5 goes by so fast, and then I want to sit and savor the dates. Like, first I, like, have a few, and then I'm like, oh, I want to do something with these dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. I hope it was just some random Google site, and it's actually...
Yeah, honestly, you can't, well, it's kind of true. It's hard to find real information about stuff, because there's all sorts of things out there. But also, this is a segue onto what we wanted to talk about, which is, we've kind of been talking a lot about healthy eating, diets, that kind of thing, the past few weeks. Then we wanted to do like a actually proactive how to kind of implement healthy, quote, healthy foods into your diet. Because I feel like we both just naturally enjoy foods that are good for us. But I know, like, I have friends who, you know, kind of say, oh, I wish I really need to eat healthier, but whatever, like, it's such an effort, I don't really want to, whatever. But it's so, I mean, we say this a lot, but it really just doesn't, it doesn't have to be a sacrifice at all. I think one of the biggest things is just to have on hand in your cupboard a few, like, essential go-to foods that you can add into anything, either as a replacement for something a bit less healthy, or just, you know, when it's there, when it's in front of your face, you eat it so much more. Like, I'm so lazy, where to the point where I just eat whatever is in front of me, you know. But we've put together a list of our cupboard essentials. And I feel like, I mean, we've talked about all of these before, but I feel like just having a few in your cupboard that you just implement into whatever you're cooking already, or just you have as a snack or whatever, I feel like is so important. Okay, honestly, one of the biggest ones to me recently has been popcorn, because I'm always craving, especially when I'm studying or whatever, I just want a little, like, salty, crunchy snack. Or honestly, sometimes I'm just bored because I'm working or whatever, and I'm not even hungry, I just want to chew on something.
Yeah.
You know? And popcorn is so, like, as in popcorn kernels that you just with some, like, high boiling point oil, so just some vegetable oil or sunflower oil, olive oil. You can use olive oil, but it doesn't cook as well. But you just genuinely, in case anyone, because I thought this was a normal thing, but apparently a lot of people never cook popcorn in a pan, but literally you just coat the bottom of the pan with oil, chuck in one kernel, put on the lid, or a few kernels, put on the lid, wait until they pop, then you know it's hot enough, because amateur move is just to stick all of the kernels in there, and then they get toasted and basically burnt before they pop. So you have to wait till the oil is super hot, chuck it all in, then it pops in like literally 1 or 2 minutes, just kind of shake it around. And then sometimes I'll put a little butter on top and some salt, or like something sweet. You could do a bit of cinnamon and sugar or something. Or sometimes I'll put like Parmesan cheese or even nutritional yeast, honestly, because it tastes cheesy on top. And it's just such a good snack, like when you just want. Although, like the other day, I just made a fat bowl and I poured too much melted butter and so much salt. And you know, when you're just not paying attention when you're eating, like you're just shoving your face. I was like working or watching something or whatever, just shoving my face with popcorn. Yeah. And genuinely, all of my lips shriveled up. I was like, it was so much salt and so much butter. Maybe don't do that. But it actually is, instead of having like crisps or, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
That just makes you feel a bit gross. Like just a little bit of popcorn. Honestly, you don't even need butter or salt on it. When you cook it perfectly, it just tastes so good. So I feel like that for me is a big essential.
So do you, I've made popcorn before, like from the kernels, I just can't remember. Do you season it when the popcorn is made or before, when they're kernels?
I do it after.
Okay.
Because when they're, I mean, I don't know, I've never tried that, but honestly, you just chuck a bunch of oil in the pan until it's literally like steaming, like on high heat, and just throw in. Usually I just kind of dump them in enough to coat the bottom of the pan, or enough for them all to be coated in oil, and then so just let them pop.
If you were making butter popcorn, would you do it before?
So then I pop it, then I melt butter once it's already popped in the pan, melt butter, drizzle it all over, put salt while the butter is melted so it all sticks, and then just mix it around.
Ooh,
yummy study snack.
I want to try that.
Yeah, I recommend.
Like you can do so much with it, and you can just like flavor popcorn with so much.
Yeah. And
it's good.
It's a good when you're craving something crunchy like that.
Yeah. Popcorn is like the best. I feel like when I do eat popcorn, I'm the kind of person that takes the whole bag and I'll just like eat the whole thing in 2 minutes.
That's why I purposely cook not very much, because I'll eat however much I make.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I have to do that with things like pasta. To be honest, I prefer like fresh pasta and fresh rice. I just like, I'm not really a fan of it like heated up the next day, so I always like however much I'm going to eat that day. But also because I know that if I make like a massive serving of pasta, I will like keep going back for more.
Yeah, I know.
So much pasta and it's so bad, so I have to like actually be careful when I'm making it. That is good.
There's no harm in eating. Yeah. And eating more than you anticipated. Sometimes you're just in the mood. Okay, let's go back and forth.
Every day.
Yeah, true. okay, tell me one of your cupboard essentials.
One of my food cupboard essentials is chickpeas, which I find myself putting in absolutely everything, because you can make a meal out of chickpeas and you can also use it for a snack. Like you can use you can make hummus obviously with chickpeas, and the rest of the recipe for hummus is pretty easy. You've got like, you know, hopefully you have like a lemon in your cupboard or some tahini or sesame seeds if you don't have that, like I guess seeds, you'll come on to that. And then I've made, oh my gosh, my favorite chickpea wraps are my absolute favorite. It's just chickpeas with like, I use like cayenne pepper sauce and some garlic powder, and I fry the chickpeas and then just with some like avocado, tomatoes, and then I mix some hummus with water to make like a hummus drizzly sauce.
So you put the chickpeas in the wrap, or you're saying you make like a wrap thing out of chickpeas?
Oh no, I put the chickpeas in the wrap. But I guess that's something you could maybe do. I like chickpea burgers as well. Like I make chickpea burgers with like chickpeas, sweet corn, some flour, some coriander, like whatever spices you want. And they're so good. And then also you can just roast chickpeas with whatever seasoning you want. And
that's a go-to.
You can literally put it in anything. So chickpeas are like an absolute must for me. Like just tinned foods, like legumes, like chickpeas, and then legumes are not
lentils.
And like tinned tomatoes and things like that. If you have a tin of tomatoes and a tin of chickpeas, you can do a lot with that. So they're like must-haves for the food cupboard.
Oh, I totally agree. Also, sometimes if I'm just kind of throwing together like a salad or something light, just with whatever's in the fridge, like chickpeas are kind of a good thing to add to make it a bit more substantial, like some protein or something a bit more filling, you know.
There's been so many times where I've been like having a salad or I've been having something and thought just need something extra, and I'll just open a can of chickpeas and just pour some on top. Obviously I'll drain the chickpeas first, but like just like throwing chickpeas on top of like so many different meals. Like you can also just make like chickpea stews and like so many things you can do with that. So like if you're struggling on what to cook, just like use chickpeas and just do like whatever you do with them, they'll probably end up good. Like just like with your grapefruit and chickpea salad, which does sound strange, but you know,
it sounds strange, but honestly it's I just enjoyed a simple mix of foods that just complement each other really well. And it was such that like I said, like the grapefruit is so refreshing, a bit sour. And then you have the avocado, which is like the opposite, like super creamy fat, but then it's cut by like the acidity, you know? And then some chickpeas for like a bit of, a bit of, you know, just that, the texture. It just went together so well. And then it's some salt on top, you know, to bring everything together. Oh, honestly,
it's not that far-fetched, I guess. Like you just said it again, I guess, like quite citrusy. It's like lemons, limes. And then also you make like salads with like apples and like strawberries, so like it's kind of at first it seems kind of like what is that, but
I don't even know if I would call it a salad. It was basically just those three things in a bowl, but
I mean like it was a like mixture. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Okay, I have many cupboard essentials. Well, we've kind of touched on this, but I was going to say lentils also just to keep in the cupboard. I feel like, yeah, like legumes, cans of chickpeas or any other beans, also chopped tomatoes, because that literally goes in any soup or stew or anything. Like, you don't even need a recipe, I feel like. Like, genuinely, yeah, I'm not even saying that because I like it. Like, I feel like you can just chuck in a pan, like, whatever you want in terms of veg or meat or spices, and then just put some chopped tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomato puree, maybe.
Honestly, like, yeah. If I'm using, like, a can of tinned tomatoes when I'm making something, I never use a recipe because, like, it goes with absolutely anything. So you just kind of experiment. Yeah. And it's not something that's, like, I know a lot of people who haven't cooked before might be, like, kind of scared to experiment. But you can't go wrong with, like, tomatoes and, like, things like lentils and tomatoes and things like that. Like, it will taste nice. Unless you do something really weird with it. But, like, I don't think you can really.
No, it's true. That. You can just chuck in it. Yeah, but I think lentils is a good one. Same, similar vibe. Honestly, I feel like for people who are trying to not eat as much meat, lentils is, like, the number one go-to easy replacement in terms of this kind of thing. Like, if you're going to make a bolognese, like the other day I made a lentil bolognese, which was so good. And just instead of meat, it has lentils. Or I feel like for stews and things like this, just lentils are such a go-to.
Yeah. Also, just because you said lentils, I think another good food cupboard, like, staple is, like, vegetable stock. I feel like that's so important if you're making, like any sort of, like, soupy, stewy foods. Vegetable is so good just to get that, like, initial flavor. I do not know where I'd be without vegetable stock, because sometimes I'm making something and I'm like, it just needs something. Like, if you're making something soupy and it just doesn't taste right, just throw in some vegetable stock and it'll all be fine. I remember once I didn't have it and my food just did not taste the same. I was making a Moroccan stew and I didn't have any vegetable stock, but I usually have, like, 2 packets. And then, so I had to make it with water and it was not that good just because it didn't have that extra flavor.
No, it's so true. It's a good little flavor booster. Yeah.
I want to try and make my own vegetable stock, but when I was looking it up, it looks like a lot of effort. Like, there's a lot that goes into a vegetable stock, so something I'm going to have to, like, set time aside for.
Well, I know, it's kind of, honestly, that's a good idea. I haven't really looked into that, but I know that people make, like, bone broth and things like that, like, as in chicken broth, like, but I think you literally just get some chicken legs and boil it and kind of use the water, you know? Although if you're making it fresh like that, like, I bet that is just pure flavor.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
I've always wanted to, like, make a broth from, like, this is going to sound so weird, but in Nanny McPhee, they use peelings. I feel like all of my food references are from kids.
Nothing wrong with that.
In Nanny McPhee, the chef, like, pours out peelings onto the table and it's, like, potato peelings and things, and the kids, I remember, like, everybody found that so disgusting, like, everyone who was watching it and things. I have been obsessed with those peelings ever since I saw them. I just want to put them on, like, so badly. It's just, like, potato peels and things like that, and I was like, wow, what I would do to have that bucket of peelings. Honestly, I think it's like a broth, and I don't know, it just looked really yummy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
hungry. Okay, full disclaimer, I'm fully gonna start cooking dinner right now because I can't wait. I'm so excited. Just talking about food. I'm making a, like, chickpea curry. So let's just say Ella recipe. Shout out. Literally, let's just say Ella's number one fan, in case no one knew she went to uni here.
I was so shocked when I found out.
I know, I was so excited. Someone was like to me the other day, oh my god, did you know she went here? And I was like, yeah, I think I did. I think that's a number one fan I did, but thanks for the info. Okay, also another one for me, cupboard essential, is oats. I feel like genuinely I don't go a day without oats. Either just a classic porridge, Earl Grey porridge, which I've talked about before. Honestly, I'd be making granola from scratch. Also, like, overnight oats.
Yeah.
So I put them in smoothies sometimes if I want it to be a bit more filling, like a bit more substantial, not just wishy-washy fruit, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like like whole oats, rolled oats, like steel cut oats, chopped oats, instant oats. Like I literally have all of them in the cupboard and I use them all for different things.
Also, pancakes.
Essential. Yes. Oh, yes.
Banana oat pancakes.
Also, anything that you can just chuck them in a blender and then use oat flour as a replacement if you don't want to use real flour. Like, that's also really good in pancakes. Recommend that.
So I don't really know, like, the difference between all the oats that you just told me. But it sounds cool.
I mean, I don't know. There's rolled oats are just the... I mean, there are some of... I can't keep track of how they call it in America and how they call it here. I think, you know, Irish oats, the ones that are like little kernels almost?
Yeah.
Like not flat?
Yeah.
I don't know, those, I really like the texture of those just for porridge and stuff like that.
What would you use for granola?
Just like normal rolled oats.
Oh, okay. I do not know what the oats in my cupboard are called. They're just a bag of oats.
Yeah, I feel like that's just the rolled oats is just the classic, like if you just buy oats from the supermarket. But also, I don't know, I have a thing about instant oats because I feel like they just don't cook as well, or they're I just don't trust them, especially the ones that are like already flavored with stuff.
Yeah,
because we all know I make a fat bowl of porridge and then stir in mountains of peanut butter.
I oh my god, I do not like instant oats at all. Every time I've ever made them, it just was not the same.
Didn't work out. I mean, it is good sometimes. I get it if you're just running out the door, you want a quick 5-minute breakfast, like, because oats also are a great thing to eat for breakfast because they fill you up and you know. But that's a good, like, I feel like that's my go-to pre-exam breakfast.
Yeah,
we should do, when I get closer to exams, we should do, I mean, we've talked a bit about study foods, but specifically I feel like we've done that before, actually, but just some good brain foods, because it's so important to eat breakfast before exam. Oh my god, I have so many friends who are like, I'm not hungry in the morning, I'll just like have a bit of coffee, or I just won't eat until after my exam. Like, genuinely, your brain can't function without food.
Yeah, I never do like a quick breakfast. I will wake up early, just like if I don't have time, I will wake up earlier so that I can do an actual breakfast. Like there's nothing worse than a quick breakfast for me, because I just love breakfast so much. It's like my favorite meal of the day.
Ugh, I appreciate that so much.
I can do like a quick dinner, like a quick like throwing something together, but never. I will never compromise on breakfast. It's like my favorite thing. Like I go to sleep at night thinking
oh my god, same.
What am I having tomorrow for breakfast?
Yes, literally same.
When I like find something new for breakfast and it's like 6 p.m. that day and I'm just waiting to go to sleep so that I can wake up the next day and have it for breakfast.
Oh, same. I get so excited. Or what's even worse is when I'm lying in bed and I start to get hungry and I'm too excited to eat breakfast the next day. And honestly, sometimes I'll have to like go get a little midnight snack and then brush my teeth again and crawl back into bed.
Yeah. That's the most
the amount of times I did that in first year, because dinner was so early and I would get so hungry. And by the time I went to bed, I would just be so hungry and I'd have to like, in the dark, my roommate was asleep, I'd like reach into my bag of nuts or like something. Because I would literally be too hungry to fall asleep and too excited to eat the next day.
I find it so stressful when I go to bed I get hungry, because I have no idea what I want to eat. And it's like nighttime, and I'm like, what's like suitable for me to eat right now and I can go to sleep afterwards? And it's like I'm lying in bed like, come on, Tara, like
such a hard decision.
Yeah, it's such a hard decision. And then I'm like, but I want to have all of these different things, but I can only choose one because I'm supposed to be sleeping right now. So
I know.
Sometimes I also fill meals in the middle of the night.
Oh my god,
I don't know.
Honestly, same.
Okay,
my go-to late night snack, like what I always crave, is cereal. I eat cereal at night more than I do, and we've talked about cereal before. When I say cereal, I don't mean like, well, honestly, it depends on my mood. Sometimes it's just a fat bowl of Cheerios with cinnamon and bananas.
Cheerios,
that's good.
Do you have plain Cheerios or honey Cheerios?
Honestly, it depends. I like both.
I love Cheerios.
Yeah. No, I like Cheerios more than other kind of, I don't know what you call them, like
cereals.
Yeah, like actual cereals. Yeah. They don't taste so fake, you know?
Yeah. They were my favorite cereal growing up. Like every time, like my gran and my aunts and everyone would stock Cheerios for me because I wouldn't eat any of it. Because like I never liked like really sweet cereals, and Cheerios were perfect. And then the honey ones were flavored just enough that the honey would kind of like seep into the milk.
So then you have the milk.
But it was too sweet. It was, Cheerios are like my absolute favorite. Sometimes I just pour them into my hand and eat them.
Oh, same. If we have a box of Cheerios on the counter, every time I walk past, I just stick my hand in.
Yeah.
Also, we haven't talked about this before because I was talking about putting them on ice cream.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Which, honestly, sometimes you just want to add a little bit of crunch.
Try that. It's really good. If I'm having like a dessert.
I recommend.
Yeah, I'll try some Cheerios on top. I actually have a big box of Cheerios right now, honey ones. But I keep them at the top of my cupboard that I have. Like, I have to tiptoe. No, not tiptoe. Sorry, I have to. What's it called? Tiptoe? No, when you have to stand up on your tiptoes. Oh yeah. to like reach the Cheerios, because if they were something on the counter, I think I'd pour them in my mouth.
Oh my god, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, also another one for me, cupboard essential, is just any seeds, because I just love adding. I think it's because I'm such a texture girl when it comes to food, and I like having a really just a mix of textures. So I always have in my cupboard like chia seeds, hemp seeds. I don't know why, I just really love the texture of hemp seeds. They get super thick in smoothies, and I just really like it. Also like crunchy seeds like pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds, just to add on top of salads or things like that. But I feel like that's also such a good, I mean, we spoke about it when we were talking about superfoods and brain foods and stuff, because there are loads of health benefits. But also, just for me, I feel like it's just a texture thing. I just enjoy adding, like, you can always just sprinkle a handful of seeds on top of literally anything, like porridge or salads, or I don't even know what. Like, just always add seeds. That's just an easy thing to keep in the cupboard, you know.
Yeah, you can literally add seeds to anything. And also, I really like snacking on seeds. I like snacking on
pumpkin.
I think I said that last week.
Yeah.
It's my absolute
That's favorite. True. I didn't really snack on them that much, but
I have a big jar of pumpkin seeds. I just pop them out and pop them in my mouth. They're so nice.
Yeah. What else? I mean, we've spoken about turmeric a lot before, but I feel like if you're going to go for one spice, I was going to say a rogue spice, but turmeric isn't really rogue, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because you use it in a lot of things. I'm making a turmeric chickpea stew tonight, actually.
Oh, yummy.
But I feel like that's just such a good one to, with a crack of black pepper, never forget.
Oh, yes, of course. Got to activate the turmeric.
But I feel like that's a good one, because you can also just add it. If you're putting in any soup or stew or anything, it just adds a little bit of flavor. But also in like hummus, things like that. Also, or like salad dressing or something like that. Mm-hmm. Also, have you ever had like turmeric lattes? That's such a thing in like California.
I've like
sometimes they call it like golden milk, and it's a mix of spices.
Oh yeah, I've heard of golden milk lattes, but they're just like, I guess I've had, so my mum would make me like turmeric milk, or like my aunts would make me that when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I think like similar, like I did see a TikTok video saying that like that and like golden milk lattes or whatever are kind of similar. So I guess maybe I've tried it. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like an unspoken like medicine in like South Asian culture. Like if you're ill, just have some like turmeric and milk. Or like just put turmeric in
your food. True, like turmeric is just it's one of those things that like people know that it's good for you, whatever that means, but it's kind of like, why not just add it in?
Because a lot of people, like a lot of South Asian people I know, don't even know what the health benefits of turmeric are, but they would just know like have turmeric.
Yeah, exactly.
Just with some hot milk and have it. So it happened just when I was younger.
Yeah. Oh my god, yum. Honestly, it's good. It's kind of like chai in the sense that it just tastes like some warm spices, you know?
Yeah. Really good.
I'm a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Also, sorry, what?
No, I was gonna say, I feel like also you put frozen fruit and veg, which is such a good one because I feel like that's just a go-to, but I think a lot of people might not think of that.
Yeah.
But literally, like, I always make, whenever I don't know what to eat, I just make a smoothie because I always know that I have some frozen fruit or even some, like, spinach or something to add. Yeah. And then just, like I said, I'll chuck in some seeds or literally just whatever I have. But, yeah. I feel like I never don't have frozen fruit or like frozen peas or things to add to whatever. Oh,
frozen peas are a must. Yeah, definitely frozen fruit and veg is so important because there's so many times when I just like run out of food or like I just don't have the right things and I know that like I have something frozen because obviously it lasts longer, so it's not something that'll go off. Also what's good is like if like anytime I buy fruit or veg and it's like going like I'm not going to use it all and it's going to go off, I'll always like wash it, cut it up and freeze it.
Same.
It's really sustainable as well, like you don't even have to buy frozen fruit and veg, you can just like
keep so true
leftovers.
And when it looks like it's getting gross and overripe, like that's the best time to freeze it.
Definitely with banana,
so don't throw it out. Especially banana. Banana is just the number one essential, as in for texture, like just makes things so creamy, like
I want cream.
Oh my god, have you literally my favorite thing is banana peanut butter, like some kind of almond milk or oat milk or whatever, and cinnamon, and just blend it up.
It's just so good. It's like the best dessert. Okay, yeah, if anybody was looking for like a healthy alternative like dessert, nice cream is like up there. It's a really good one.
Cream.
It's literally like frozen banana, like cinnamon, whatever you want, like just like a splash of like a plant milk and there you go, have ice cream. But it's nice cream. It's banana
ice cream.
It's so good.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah, I absolutely love nice cream.
Like genuinely all you need is bananas and milk and then you can just add whatever. Also what I love is to add to literally anything, cacao nibs.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because if you put that, it's like little chocolate chips. Plus they're super crunchy. Like I love putting it on top of smoothies and stuff like that. Because like I said, it's all about the texture for me.
Yeah. And I think there's so many like healthy, like sweet alternatives. I think a lot of people think they're giving up like their sweet or whatever, but there's so many things like dates, like you said, cacao nibs. Like add that like chocolatey or like cocoa flavor. We just said something. Frozen fruit, ice cream. And then honey is really like a staple. I can put honey in anything. I put honey in my tea. Like it's so good. It's not like sweetens anything, but always get real honey. And I would compromise and like buy cheaper fruit and veg and then like
and real honey.
Splurge on my honey. Because
it's
really important. Otherwise, like it's you're buying sugar, so it's not really that good for you.
Very important.
Really important cupboard foods. I think we got through them all.
I feel like that was quite good. I mean, honestly, there are so many more things I could say that I just always have in the cupboard. But I feel like for someone who's less keen to be to experiment, you know,
or someone's just starting out,
these
are like the staples that you should have in the cupboard. And you don't
also
even
do grains. Rice or quinoa or pasta or
anything. Pasta, just rice.
Put that with anything.
Wow, I didn't realize I have so many food staples.
I know, shame. I was like, we can just name a small list, but we have so many.
Like I'm thinking about my food cupboard right now, and if I didn't have like any of them, I would like even one thing. Like I need all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. I have like every type of lentil, like yellow, red.
The
ones.
Because also for stews, but also for dolls, like lentil dolls.
Yes, definitely. Oh, I think we've actually gone overboard.
Oh no, our time has come too close.
Yes, so we should probably
thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.